The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Just checking in with the body and mind. As if we're meeting a friend and taking the time with the kind attention to just receive how the body and mind are. No need even to judge, to compare. Just checking in and settling in, however it is. Maybe the mind is happy, maybe the mind is restless, maybe the body's uncomfortable. But the mind, mindful awareness, can receive however the body and mind present themselves moment to moment. And mindful awareness is actually subtle. So it can take time and a gentle effort just to relax, to let go of any need to control, in order to be able to recognize mindful awareness, which is always available, but it's not what we usually pay attention to. There's always something being known, objects of mind, thoughts, emotions, bodily sensations, and there's always the knowing. So it can be interesting to sort of, for this time, say that our responsibility isn't the body and the mind, the content of the mind and the however the body is, comfortable, uncomfortable. It's a relief. We can just allow that. It's going to happen on its own. It's not our responsibility to control the body or the mind. See how that can really invite a sense of letting go, of relaxation. Even if we have preferences, we'd prefer the mind to be calm or the body to be comfortable. But It's out of our hands, in a sense. So instead, we can practice recognizing mindful awareness of the body and the mind. Just recognizing what it feels like to be here now. It feels like this. Is there a way to receive more non-judgmentally, more receptively, with more of a open mind, curiosity about an interest in our life, not our life as we usually think of it, as a story, with a central character and a drama, but just our life as it really is, which is this constant movement, now like this, now like that. So we need to find a way to settle into that change. Grounding with the body can be very helpful. The body is our connection to life, but how rarely are we really valuing it or really paying attention to it? Other than to fix it. But just, it's a fact of life. We have a body right now, all of us, sitting. There's sensations. Emotions are also felt in the body. Can be a very direct way of connecting to what's going on. If the mind is scattered, restless, can be particularly useful to practice putting down what's agitating and taking up a particular object or theme. Can be the posture, just the sitting, contact points of the frame on the floor, the hands touching wherever they're touching. sinking into that. And noticing that it's something like a refuge. Sensations are there. We can practice being with them. The breath, the sensations of the breathing process can also be used to stabilize the mind, putting down the world and just feeling the sensations that are actually occurring. The breath, the air going out of the nostrils, coming in. The rise and fall of the abdomen. Being willing to give ourselves to something simple can be very instructive. We'll continue in silence for a while. checking the attitude of the mind. Is there wanting a particular experience, wanting to get rid of some aspect of our experience? Is the mind connecting simply? No matter if we're doing a more directed practice or an undirected practice, we can always notice how we're practicing, with what attitude. Is there a way to have a lighter touch? The only real effort is to recognize what's being known. For the last minute or so, can gently open the eyes, perhaps, letting go of directing the mind, noticing that awareness isn't something that we create, that it continues. Just recognizing what's being known.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.